For the duration of the Northern Rivers Portrait Prize exhibition, ABC North Coast is featuring stories behind the picture. Today's artist is Lindsay Moffat from Lismore.
I chose Ian Gaillard. Why? It was a case of looking around in the area, and I originally wanted to do someone like an ambulance, fire person, or someone in the medical industry up at the base hospital, and I had a few contacts, but they all kind of fell through. And the whole time while I was looking out and beyond the horizons for a subject, Ian was in my backyard day to day. And what did prompt that more to the heart of it was his massive efforts as a anti-CSG campaigner in the Northern Rivers, working beside him, because I have been doing a bit of labouring, helping him renovate. Yeah, being beside him every day, working in that regard, I get to hear his phone going off constantly, and he's always in the middle of sawing or hammering or chiselling, or have to stop and answer his phone. And it's either a scientist or a farmer or a landowner or police or politicians, and he's constantly mediating with these different bodies, state and local, and with those efforts and others, they managed to get Metgasco out of the Northern Rivers, and with their announcement to cease operations for 2 years, which is a great victory. And I thought, who better than to paint? because the premise for the prize is someone who you think has contributed to make the Northern Rivers a better place to live, or has inspired you to live better. The painting itself is presented in a classical chiaroscuro lighting, which is an old Italian lighting technique. And traditionally, these sorts of formats are used to paint religious icons or royal or nobility of the time. Ian's not from noble blood that I know of or anything, but I chose to present him in this format because the play on irony between those two extremes of class structure, I guess you could say, within society. I think that his actions are quite noble, along with others in the movement.
Lismore artist Lindsay Moffat speaking there about his subject for the Northern Rivers Portrait Prize, Ian Gaillard, who joins me this morning. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Any noble blood in your family?
Not to my knowledge. They were thrown out of France by mad Catholic Catherine when she started chopping off Protestant heads in the 16th century, but that's about it.
Oh, well, you never know. Might have been a blue blood back there in France somewhere. So tell us a little bit about where you came from originally. Have you always lived in the Northern Rivers?
No. I'm a bit of a Dutch-Irish Kiwi. My father was born in Indonesia. Lived there for the first 16 years of his life as under the Dutch thing. And then Mum was a Kiwi girl of Scots and Irish parents. And I was born in Holland after the Second World War, and then we moved to New Zealand. And then in my 20s, I came to Australia.
What was life like in New Zealand?
Oh, well, Mum and Dad saw the writing on the wall in Europe, and they saw that it was getting harder and harder for kids to have any freedom. And so they took my sister and I to New Zealand to experience some of the freedom that Mum, and the slower pace of life that Mum knew about. And, it was great. I lived in a town in the middle of the North Island, went over to the East Coast to a beach called Ahopi, and often wandered on that beach pretty much in the winter with it to myself. And did trout fishing all around the centre of the North Island with my dad, and had a pretty good childhood there.
What brought you to Australia? Was it just the rite of passage that a lot of young Kiwis end up coming over?
I never thought I'd end up living in Australia, but there you go. No, I came here originally. I did a meditation retreat with a ex-CIA agent called John Coleman, and he was doing another one in Australia, and I thought, this is pretty good. I'll give this a go over there as well.
An ex-CIA agent who does meditation retreats. What an interesting man he must have been.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he used to get agents still, you know, making sure, because he had been the station head of Bangkok. And so he had these agents that would come and sit in his 10-day retreats, and he could always pick them because they weren't there for the mindfulness. They were there for to spy on him, and they were always pretty fidgety. And
when did you decide you were going to be a builder?
Well, it just happened through over time. You know, I've done a lot of other things. I've been a youth worker in Lismore and worked for the Attorney Generals and done projects. But it's just by having some tools, I've managed to feed my kids and keep myself alive over the years, and have always come back to it.
So, a youth worker and working for the Attorney General's Department. Did you have a degree, or did you sat the sort of public service exams and all that?
No. It was working in the forum sentencing program, which deals with victims and offenders and their supporters all getting together in a forum and making a community decision with community people as to how they should make recompense to their victim and the society against which they've offended.
Had you ever been an activist prior to Coal Seam Gas coming to the region?
Afraid so.
Guilty as charged.
I painted a Ban the Bomb sign on my mother's incinerator in Tokoroa when the French were blowing up nuclear weapons in Mururoa. And later on in my life, I actually went there on a boat to Mururoa with a bunch of people. And, you know, there was the housing issue, Terania Creek. Then there was the housing issue where multiple occupancies faced demolition orders from the Lismore City Council. So, yeah, I've done a few things that I've felt I needed to do because of what was going on in my life and in the life of my friends around me.
So you believe in direct action and that you can achieve ends, I suppose, through direct action?
Well, yeah. Look, as Margaret Mead said, changes happen through a small group of committed people. I don't think I've got the wording exactly right, what Margaret said, but it's a matter of taking action. And if people, the number of things that have changed through direct action, be it the suffragette movement, where women wanted the vote and got out there, or being it through, you know, looking after our forests, or, you know, in many cases in people looking after young people and taking direct action to make sure that young people were getting a fair go, often doing voluntary work and then eventually getting funded to form services such as we have in Joy and Lismore today.
It's been really interesting to chat to you, Ian Gayard. Thank you so much for taking time, put downing tools once again. As Lindsay said, it seems that you don't get a clear run sometimes.
That's correct. My my long-suffering client, Ewan Genders, has been very generous in all of this been very accommodating.
Ian Gayard there on ABC North Coast, the story behind the picture. And we will have another story behind the picture for you tomorrow at the same time.